I'm gonna put a little bit of music on while we get this social media thing out. I didn't even realize I had pressed start stream, but you know what? Here we are.
Yeah, here we are.
It's been one of them days.
Black Oni.
You're now listening to the Black Oni podcast.
Still use Facebook?
You know, I don't use Facebook. But like, I'm not the one. Like, I'm just not using Facebook. I felt like Facebook was a lot of work for no reason.
You know what? You know what it is about Facebook? Their algorithms were like, theirs were the most intent on causing discourse amongst users, more so than any other platform. Like, it popularized discourse rather than like discussion, conversation, maybe an argument here and there. It was all about combative engagement. And I think I just got tired of it. Sometimes people just want to be happy. Sometimes.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I'm so happy that we're doing this podcast, because there's a lot to catch up on that I did not even look at or see at all.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
I'm so... I didn't want
to. Are you really removed right now?
I am, but I'm not. Like,
okay. I feel removed. Like, I'm very removed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very.
It's probably for the best.
I haven't played a new game. I have not played a new game this year.
Damn.
I have not played a new game in 2023. Tuesday will be my first game, and it's because it's on PlayStation Extra.
What is
Sea of Stars.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I'm excited for it. Yeah. But like, and then I'm playing games differently because of like this whole, it's not a new interest I've had with game design or game development, but like now I feel like I look at games from an inspiring game design perspective.
Yeah.
So I look at games very, very differently than I used to, just like having fun.
Yeah.
So like, I'm very like,
you're taking note of things more. Yeah.
Yeah. Or like what games I'm picking to play.
Yeah. That's how it is with a lot like visual direction, art direction in games for me. It's like, I love playing games, and like, I love that I can stream them, but like, I'm constantly looking at the way that they've created these worlds or created the visual feel for everything. Like, I'm always pointing that out in streams.
Room. And now, like, especially since I started collecting like certain like art books and like world books, like those kinds of things, it's just like, it's very different for me.
Yeah. I can imagine.
Like, okay.
Now I gotta pay attention to all this shit. Yeah
you
really
so,
do
like I don't know. I mean, some of the like the list that I saw the list, because I didn't see like a whole bunch of the games. I think I only paid attention to like maybe one of the games out of that whole list.
Yeah. I know the RoboCop game.
I knew that was coming. I haven't seen anything for it yet, so I don't even know how it looks.
Yeah. Bro, we'll take a quick look at it, because it does look kind of interesting.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm interested in that, but I know Gangs of Sherwood. Because that comes out this year. That one's, I mean, it's another Robin Hood game.
Oh, okay.
I think this is like the second or third one that's come out within the last 3 years.
Okay. I got you.
But this one is a 4-player co-op adventure. It's not like the other, remember the other one that came out like 2 years ago?
I think I know what you're talking about. It was like, it you could play like different classes.
PvE.
Yes. It was.
So it was two teams against each other trying to get the treasure, and then you had to bring the treasure back.
I thought that was a good idea, but it just was so imbalanced.
Yeah, that's what I heard. It was like very imbalanced.
Yeah,
like that imbalance and shit is like very hard though. So I give them credit for trying.
Yeah. I mean, they had to try, but it needed more work for sure. Cause like, there were times where it balancing just felt hopeless. Hard. Yeah.
Yeah. Balancing is very hard. And it's, I don't know, especially when you do that tank role.
Yeah.
One of the things is I think the tank role is like one of the harder roles to balance in any game.
100%.
You expect so much you know, like the ability to take on so much DPS.
Yes. But you don't want it to be so much that they become unstoppable and it's just like,
yeah, exactly.
Oh, useless. Yeah.
Yep. And everything else is useless.
Yep.
So it's like, bro, what?
I don't envy any studio that has to do PvP with tanks. No. I don't envy that at all.
I mean, that is, it's one of the hardest things. It just balancing in general is so hard. And then like weapon balancing, like, I don't know how like a game like Destiny does it, because Destiny has too many weapons for them to weapon balance.
You know how they do it? Like, they have a giant team dedicated to making sure that shit feels good.
Yeah, but you cannot.
Yeah, like, no, I mean, there's ridiculous. Still issues with it, right? Like, it's still not perfect. Yeah.
And on top of that, the community is always after you on some bullshit. So it's like, always. Bro.
You
like,
can't win with the community. One of the, you can't.
You cannot.
I don't feel for... I feel for them, and I don't feel... envy for them in any way.
I do not. Mind you, like, I would love to be on that team, but like,
yeah, bro,
kidding me?
Nope.
Kidding me?
Yeah.
And I have a feeling their next one, because I think their next one is like PvP focus.
Marathon.
It's going to be so much. Low key, I have a feeling it's going to be what I've been thinking about how the weapon system should progress with the like, the more kills you actually do with that weapon, it will actually grow to be like a more rare weapon, a more epic weapon. I think they're going to do that because they've already done kill counts on weapons in Destiny
2. A living, breathing weapon. So,
bro.
Hi, Lawsing.
Oh, hey.
So,
are we on?
It's on, bro.
Okay.
I told you we were live.
Listen, we just been talking.
Yeah, exactly. That's how we do, right?
Backstage. I thought we were still backstage.
Everyone, first and foremost, welcome in on today's podcast. I'm joined today by the Audio Lover.
What's up, y'all? What's up?
Yeah. Where can people go to get some more Audio Lover?
Yeah, man. You could go catch me on Twitter, on TikTok. I'm on Instagram and Twitch as well, but at the Audio Lover. All one word, the Audio Lover, YouTube as well. So definitely catch me. I talk about sci-fi. I love space. Listen, we just went back to the ISS with the Crew 7. So, you know, that, I mean, I know that's not sci-fi, but you know, that's real life. So just docked there. I'm glad for that multinational team that did that. That is first time ever, an American, a European, a French, I mean, American, European, Russian and Japanese got on to the USS Space Station at the same time. So that is incredible.
Well, shit, ain't that some?
But yeah, definitely check me out. I'm all about space, all about sci-fi, all about video games.
Hell yeah. Make sure y'all follow the Audio Lover. All my people who are listening on YouTube or Spotify or Apple Music or whatever it is that you're listening through, make sure you give some love to the Audio Lover, and you know, make sure you follow Black Oni, you know, on all the things.
Yes. Oh, also give some love to Black Oni. Make sure you get that comic book. Make sure y'all get that comic book, y'all. You feel me?
Issue 2 is in the works. Don't worry, y'all. It's coming. It's coming.
All right. There we go.
We got a lot to talk about. Not too much time. I'm not gonna rush us through, but I am gonna move us through.
No. Yeah.
Yes.
You already know how it is, man.
Yeah, so
first and foremost, we got to talk about it. Let's just cut to the chase, baby. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
We're going to talk about
PlayStation.
Shit.
Is acting up.
All right.
That's all I'm going to say.
Look, all right, I'm going to switch scenes. I have no idea what's going to happen because we're doing a new thing here. So let's example 2, man. Okay, it's almost working the way it's supposed to. Almost. Give me we'll talk about it while I'm fixing this, but Here's a thing that I'm still flabbergasted about. Like, they've done a PlayStation Portable before.
Let's talk about it.
It's not like it's some new thing for them. They've done this before, and they've done it successfully. The Vita, although it was getting its lunch eaten by
what was it, the 2DS?
The 3DS, honestly, that's the thing that came through and kind of messed it up.
The 3DS. Yeah, the 3DS, 2DS. Yeah,
they got their lunch eaten with that, but the Vita was still regarded as an excellent piece of hardware with some excellent software on it.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
for sure. And for those who don't know what we're talking about, we are talking about Sony's latest announcement under their PlayStation brand, the PlayStation Portal.
So I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that a lot of the influencers that got to get in on this early to talk about it, I feel like they were not allowed to say anything bad about it as part of the condition. Honestly, like, for what we're seeing of this, it's not like it's a bad device on its own. It's that we have, I don't even have it with me right now, it's downstairs, we have the Logitech G Cloud. And if I'm not mistaken, the G Cloud allows you to play remote play on PlayStation.
Really? Okay. So, all right. For those who don't know, this PlayStation Portal is supposed to be a remote player device for the PlayStation 5 console. And I'm not 100% certain on this as far as, like, is it specifically for PlayStation 5? Or, like, can you play PlayStation 4 on it? Because if you can't,
all it says is PS5.
PlayStation 4. It kind of, I mean, I get they're trying to move forward with the PS5, but it kind of defeats that purpose of that remote play. One, but two, why do you need a whole dedicated device at $200 for remote play?
Not only that, but we all, most adults, most functioning adults, even college students, have a smartphone.
That's what I'm saying.
If you really need to have a controller attached to a large screen device, they make bigger phones than this one that I'm using. This is just a standard iPhone 12.
I could play remote play on this device and connect my DualSense right on it.
Easy.
You get what I'm saying? Like, you allow me to do that. I do that sometimes right now. Like, yeah. I literally have my DualSense,
yep,
while, you know, someone's watching TV or my wife's, you know, doing work or whatever the case may be, mm-hmm, and I'll get my controller and play. So,
yep,
to me, the fact that it doesn't play games natively and it's straight up a remote player or remote play device is just really, really weird. I wonder what their target demographic is.
And it's only for PlayStation 5. Not even just only PlayStation. PlayStation 5. Yeah. And it only works through local network Wi-Fi.
Really?
So with our phones, with our tablets, with the G Cloud, I just looked it up. The G Cloud does allow you to remote play on PlayStation. So all these other devices, you can be halfway across the world and access your PS5 on that device.
Right.
With this, and it says even at the top, play your PS5 console over your home Wi-Fi with console quality controls using this remote player.
Jeez, that is crazy.
So not only does it not play any other cloud service games, it doesn't play Steam cloud service games, it doesn't play NVIDIA cloud service games, it doesn't play Xbox cloud service games.
Well, it doesn't even play their own cloud service games. like it won't. It just plays whatever's on the PlayStation 5 at the time. Like, it's not going to play, like, your PS3 cloud service games. Like, if you wanted to go back and play, like, you know, Arkham Origins or Elder Scrolls 4 or anything like that. It won't play any of those games. Like, you have to have it downloaded to your system, and you have to be in your local Wi-Fi for you to access this stuff. So, I don't know, man. I don't get it.
I'm hoping someone in chat can give me a reason why they would buy it.
It's just so easy. I mean, I've seen, like, I don't know, like, I've seen people say they would buy it, and I'm wondering, like, what is the actual purpose? Because usually those people
want someone to spend their money on,
or they have the reason why you would have this is, like, at least for me, would be like, if the device, so if the television you're utilizing for PlayStation is being occupied by someone else in the house, right, in your living space, then yes, you would use the remote play. Like, that's the reason, that's the purpose usually for remote play, at least to my understanding. Like, that is the main purpose.
Playing it in different rooms, totally acceptable reason to use it.
So for me, it's like, I don't know, what's the $200? Like, you could just get a backbone for $100.
I was literally just thinking that same thing. I'm gonna make sure there's nothing crazy on my screen for showing like shipping area and shit. But like, bro,
right.
I'm looking at this shit right now, and like,
for $100, right?
$100, 4.4 stars out of 5 stars for a backbone. Get this shit easy. Goes on your
easy
phone, and you're good. You already you're have good a phone. And if you don't, then cheaper. You're not a high functioning adult. Like, that's like
$100 cheaper.
I just don't see. I don't see a scenario where this does well. I just don't.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I don't know. Maybe it's based on their market analysis, their demographic that they're trying to reach, the demographic that they're trying to aim for. Maybe the regions. I don't see it working well in the West. I think this was an Eastern product line, maybe.
Yeah.
From what I've been looking at. So maybe it does well over there. Maybe their market analysis showed that it would do well over there, and they figured, hey, why don't we just go across the globe with this one? But I don't know. I think they could have done a whole bunch of other things in research development that they could have really made money on.
Yeah.
And this is not, to me, one of them. It's not. I mean, I don't know if Sony is suffering from success with the PlayStation brand.
100%.
And it could be that.
100%. They're just like, this is the Apple effect, bro. Like, they'll put some shit out. It's like, man, people will buy it. We're fucking Sony. They'll buy it.
Yeah, like, I don't know if they're suffering from success for that, because this is, like I said, this is not one of those products that I think is going to, especially not in the West, it's not, I don't think it's going to do good for real.
Nah. If there's anyone in the description.
There's a lot of other things.
Yeah. If anyone in the description or in chat right now or, you know, in social media want to reach out and be like, I'm going to buy one, please tell me why. Looking at some.
Maybe there's a different perspective.
Yes, 100%. And I was looking at, I still spend time on N4G. I do like that site quite a bit, but there's still people. I don't want to control how people spend their money and tell people how to live their lives. But there was an article that came out that said, you know, the PlayStation, the PSP, the PlayStation Portal, is a product that is solving a problem that doesn't exist. And I was like, I fucking agree. Like, this doesn't need to exist. And people in the forum responded negatively to that, because they're like, oh, I'll be able to play this when my wife is watching TV and blah blah blah.
Right.
I was like, but you have a phone.
Yeah, yeah.
You can do that. Actually, hold on. Wait a minute. I got the shit right here. Hold on. I have to show y'all this. I'm sorry. I don't want to blow anyone's spot up, but like I just scrolled down and said 8 people agreed, 6 people disagreed. That's a lot of people who disagree. Can't you just remote play to your phone and use a controller with it? Good luck reading anything on a tiny phone screen if you're playing a game with text. You're going to have that problem with this too.
Yeah.
It's only an 8-inch screen. This is only a few inches smaller than that. It's...
And the whole thing about games with text, and you know how I feel about games with text to begin with.
Right. If I'm reading my shit like this anyway, what are you doing? That's my big argument for Destiny, bro. It's like, all of your lore, I have to read all this shit. What are we doing? Yeah. We've moved past this since 1990.
Yeah, we're not doing all that, right? Like, I think anything larger than a paragraph in a console game,
you ain't got no reason.
You don't. And there's a reason why I say that, because primarily console gamers, and I'm not saying all, but primarily console gamers are known for playing on a television. If you're going to play on a television, you're usually anywhere from 6 to 8 feet away.
Right. And when you put that into consideration, if you really need to be looking at something closer, you see this? You see what I'm using right now, this phone?
You know?
You just bring it closer.
So
you just bring it closer to your face. That's all you do, because if you think about it, a TV is a phone that's just further away. So if you're closer to the TV, it'll be bigger. If you're further away from it, it'll be smaller. It's the same concept.
Exactly. Listen, from a TV perspective, especially with text, if it's not PowerPoint size text, right? If you wouldn't put it on a PowerPoint, you shouldn't put it in a console game. That is the rule.
Yeah.
That is the new rule. Because if it's smaller than it would be in a PowerPoint, that means people can't read it. That means people wouldn't be able to read it in a video game for console. And so that is the new rule, people.
Yeah.
All right. So all devs, listen to that. If it's smaller than the text on a PowerPoint, do not put it in the game.
Yep. And as people in the chat, my Fold 4 and attached GameSir controller say hi. And then, like, I like how you both mentioned $2,000 phones, but they already have the phone. They already have it.
You already have it.
Just like all these other people here, I can guarantee you they already have a smartphone.
But I mean, you know, people just want, maybe it's the Sony product. Maybe you're right. Like, listen, like I said, it may be for a different market. I don't know what market that is. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. I want to see how it does.
Yeah. I want to see how it does too. I'm very curious because we've been waiting for a portable PlayStation thing.
For a while.
And I still have my Vita. Yeah. I want to see if my Vita works as a remote play device for my PlayStation 5.
It does.
See, bro, like, what they could have done was just literally repackaged the Vita and just made it short, cheaper. That's all they had to do.
Vita is an interesting concept, I think, for them. That I think they could have, honestly, there's still a market for that.
There is.
But I don't know if there was the problem with the Vita was there wasn't a developer market at the time that they thought they could tap into.
Yeah.
They
were all focused on their PlayStation, like, and for good reason.
They also wanted high quality games. Like, they wanted these PS 2.5 to 3.5 type games, right, on a Vita.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, the cost, these devs were like, bro, we could just make more money making PS4.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to make a PS3.5 game for this install base. It doesn't even make sense.
100%. 100%.
That's why you started to see, like, a lot of these Vita games get repackaged as PS4 games, like, within the year.
100%. Right? Like, and it makes
Gravity
sense.
Gravity Rush.
Yeah.
Because they were like, bro, we're not going to make money over here.
And they got way more people playing their game because of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think it was more of that demographic. They didn't know what that demographic was. And then the cost of actually making games for that device was so similar to the PS4.
You might as well make a PS4 game and either port it or like tell people to use remote play if you really want to play.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Which I think is the right play. And honestly, again, They could have just repackaged the Vita as $100, and then they could have been like, hey, if you want to mount your controller with the Vita so you can have a more comfortable experience, here's this attachment for $50 and put that with your controller and you're good. Like, there was so many different ways they could have gone with that.
Listen, I mean, if they really want to do, and like I said, I don't know. Like, I feel like they're kind of chasing the mobile market a little bit. And I really do think they should have probably got more royalties on the back end for the backbone. Maybe that would have been a better case scenario.
Yeah.
In my opinion, like, just ask for a little bit more money for the backbone.
Why didn't they just make their own backbone? They could. That controller that they have for the device, it's right there. Just, like,
they
remove
could.
The I screen and should. Just let you slide whatever the fuck you want in there.
You know? But I don't know. Like, I feel like right now what they should be focused on is trying to deepen that install base.
Yeah.
And they're going to lose a lot of headway, especially with what Microsoft is doing, especially with that backward compatibility.
Yeah.
And doing a lot of, like, revamping on old servers and things like that. So they need to figure it out. I don't think the mobile market is that big of a market outside of
very casual
what Nintendo is doing
mm-hmm.
and software. Right? Yeah. Like, I don't think the hardware market is that big of a market.
Yeah, I totally agree. The reason the Switch works is because it is also a console, not because it is specifically a handheld.
Exactly.
I don't remember the last time I played my games like this. I don't remember the last time I did this.
Right. Like, I don't know truthfully, like, how many adults do play it like that.
Yeah, I know a lot of kids do, for sure. More
kids play it like that, right? So yeah, you do have that two-way street.
Yeah.
But, like, outside of, like, maybe you traveling and stuff like that, right? Like, maybe you needing to go public transit or going out of the, you know, out of state or whatever, like, going on an airplane or a train, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, most of the time, you're probably going to play it as a console. You know, as an adult, in my opinion.
Yeah, honestly. And like, again, that's the reason why the Switch is so brilliant and why it works so well and why it was successful. Because Nintendo saw that their home consoles weren't doing well, but their mobile devices were. So they said, well, why don't we just do something that does both?
Yeah, I mean, listen, and adults, correct me if I'm wrong, but we're adulting. So like, we're not bringing a Switch to work and then we're over here like... I don't see that happening really. Yeah. But you know,
but I have my phone.
But you got your phone, and like people play, you know, those 5-10 minute sessions, Candy Crush or whatever they have you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think outside of like Nintendo, I think that mobile space is really just dedicated to, you know, the phones and telecommunication devices, phone, iPads, you know, like the tablets, stuff like that, but not like. Like, I think the Steam Deck is a cool novelty item, and I think it sold well, but, like...
Yeah, if you're going to do it, it has to be something like that. Yeah.
I don't even think people are really playing Steam Decks like that. I think it was it was cool.
Yeah.
I bought it.
Yeah. I know a lot of people who bought one who don't use them.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it was fine for what it was. Like, I thought I needed one. I thought this was going to be a thing, but, like...
Yeah.
That stage, and what I think, especially like older millennials like us and younger Gen Zs, I think like that time is passing when we would play a game anywhere, or we could have the time to play a game anywhere.
Right. Right.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So as you're older, like a lot of teams are really playing a game by the time, like when you get home.
Yeah. I want to be comfortable. I want to sit in my beanbag. I just want to.
So I think that's why the phones and the tablets work so well as a double, because you're already communicating. And if you really wanted to play something on your phone or whatever, you just, you know, buy the $100 device or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Or maybe like a clip on your controller and the phone for like $50 or whatever the case may be. Like, you have those devices that you could do that with.
Yep.
So. We shall see.
We shall see, man.
We shall see. I think, honestly, I think they should have probably try to entry level home device, something like $100, maybe $200. I think they should have did something like that.
You know what? I'm gonna say this. If this product could have been a hit, if it allowed you to connect to another TV. If I could remote play and be like, yo, family is over here in the living room, I could be in there with them playing my shit, or I can be in a bedroom playing on that TV instead without moving my PlayStation. If it had a video output, it would have made
function,
it.
Yep.
It would have made this way better. Even if it could connect through Chromecast.
Yeah.
Way better.
For sure. But this is what I think Sony should do as far as their next device is probably make like a PS2 device that is compatible with the PlayStation Network.
Mm. What do you mean by a PlayStation 2 device? Like an actual PS2 that can connect to like remote play?
Yeah, so like they still make DVDs, right? Like you could go to Walmart right now and buy a Sony DVD, right? For like 40, 50 bucks.
Blu-ray or a DVD?
A DVD.
Oh my God.
A DVD player.
Oh, a DVD player. Okay.
Player.
Okay.
Yeah, for 40, 50 bucks, right?
Okay.
And they still sell, meaning people still buy DVD players. The best selling DVD player was the PS2.
Easily. Amazing device.
So, amazing. So, like, if you're selling DVD players, like, why don't you just sell the fucking PS2?
I mean, sell that shit for $50.
Sell it, bro. You know how many people would just go ahead and buy it? And all you really need to do is just R&D a little bit to make sure you're capable of connecting to the PlayStation Network. So now you could not only buy the old school PS2 discs, but you could play PS2 digital ports.
Interesting. Right? Yeah. Very interesting. And
if you could sell that for less than $100, you don't even have to market it as a straight up console. You could, if you sell it less than $100 and say, hey, let's say you sell it for $70, right? Like if they could get it to like $70, and I think they can because just a DVD player by itself is $40. So like another $30 to like add PlayStation Network and maybe a 32 gig memory, right? Internal SSD.
Sony sells a streaming audio Blu-ray player for $70. They could just make a Blu-ray player that's cheaper than that, that just connects. Even this, though, like, why aren't they talking about this? This is the thing that they have.
Because they're so siloed. They're so siloed. That company is so siloed.
You're 100% right.
Like, it's crazy.
Look at this little device. This is a Sony streaming audio Blu-ray player.
Yes.
This... If they just made this version, but you could connect the controller to it and just play fucking cloud games.
Why don't you add remote play on that?
That's what I'm saying. It's right there. You already have the products.
You have the products. They have the products. Yeah. They have the products. They have them. The reason why this is the craziest thing, right? And I said this like years ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, they had PlayStation TV, which was the PlayStation Vita port that could play PlayStation Vita games on your TV device.
Yep.
The reason why that legitimately failed, in my honest opinion, was honestly one reason, because it wasn't even price. It was because they were so dedicated or so like adamant on not allowing YouTube, Netflix,
right,
on the device.
Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, all the PS4s and PS5s have that now,
right? You could have tapped into a market because people would have bought that at that time. I think they were selling for like $70-$80.
Yeah,
$80 when smart TVs weren't even like prominent,
right?
So you still had to use a media player.
Yep. Yep.
You get what I'm saying?
And even the smart TVs now, like the functionality aren't that great. So people still use those devices because they're just better.
That was your Trojan horse.
Yeah, that was it. That was it.
That was your Trojan horse. Because people would have just bought that to watch Netflix.
Uh-huh.
You would have been, quote unquote, the Netflix device that also happens to play video games.
Yeah, that's
for $70-$80.
That's easy dub. Easy dub. Easy.
So I think they should, I'm going to give it to y'all again, right? Again, on a silver platter. Here y'all go. Think about it. A PlayStation 2S device, and it does the same thing under $100, right? It plays those games natively. And then don't put a big hard drive. So you keep the cost down, 32 gig, because you really only need it for like saving games, memory card.
Yeah.
Add an expandable though. Like allow me to put hard drive space.
Yeah. If I really want it.
If I really want it.
Uh-huh.
Give me minimum space. 32 gigs, bro.
Mm-hmm.
We're good.
If they bundled that with this type of controller as well, if they couldn't make it all one thing and they bundled it with that, or if they made that controller, if they made that device what you're referring to, basically, right? Like, this is a streaming machine, but it's also something I can take with me. I can connect it to a TV. Honestly, it'll be perfect for travel too, because these TVs
at these hotels,
like,
yo,
they're not always the best. Let's just put it that way. So
it is so difficult to try to like, yo, I
log in.
I brought my PlayStation one time with me.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, just to find the HDMI port on these TVs in the hotel.
Right.
Come on.
Right. Come on. they do that on purpose. Man. Yeah.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. But, man, Sony, I don't know what y'all doing.
Yeah.
But, hopefully this works for y'all. And if not, y'all got other, maybe y'all just suffering from success. Y'all need to you know, bring it back, figure it out.
Work
with, I think y'all doing a lot of good things, but like this one was not it.
I agree. I unfortunately agree. Speaking of unfortunately agreeing or maybe disagreeing, before we get to the rest of the podcast, I know we don't have much time left. Last time we had an episode, you talked about how games as a service was going to continue being the way in the future.
Okay, let's talk about it.
And I want to say that there has been more closures since that last conversation. And yes, there have been more games that were single player, not games as a service, mm-hmm. getting more attention than I thought they ever would.
Yeah.
So I like
with that too.
We'll say Baldur's Gate 3 for an example. By all accounts, I don't like turn-based games, but I love D&D.
Yes.
And I played this game early access and it finally came out and oh my god. It's so good. And everyone who's playing it is saying the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
and a lot of people are buying
one of those. It's one of those.
It's not even on console yet.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not even on console yet. Which I'm not gonna talk about that. No, because it's called the CRPG, which I didn't know it was like an actual thing, but it's an actual thing. And I wouldn't even buy it for a console. Like I would legitimately, and y'all know I play my PS5. But yeah. I would legitimately play this on a PC. Like, this is legit. Like, if there's any game you buy on a PC, it's like this kind of game you buy for a PC. You don't buy this for console, in my opinion.
I've played this on controller. That
it's not good on console.
I've played it on controller before.
It
is a very good experience, but there was a mod called WASD, which allowed me to control my character using my mouse and keyboard instead of clicking around.
Okay. Okay.
Between that or using a controller, a very enjoyable experience.
Okay. What I do wonder if it does come out on console is, are they going to let me use mouse and keyboard?
Probably.
That's what I wonder.
I assume so, because you can use it on PlayStation 5. Then... You can do it on like Call of Duty.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. If it has mouse and keyboard support, then okay. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
But So Baldur's Gate, I will say, like, it's a surprise one. It's to me, Baldur's Gate is like Elden Ring in the same respect, where it's like it's one of those very niche markets. Like it's in a very niche genre.
Yeah.
So you don't expect it to hit the way it hit
mm-hmm.
in a
broad appeal. Yeah. Everyone's talking about it. Everyone.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, like that's dope. It was something I was interested in only because like I'm interested in wanting to play Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, like what's this about? But like the way it got received, like I'm very impressed and I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
I'm happy for him.
Yeah, I am too. They worked on this for a long time.
But at the same time, I still stand by what I said.
Yeah.
As far as game as a service.
Yeah.
Because when we look at Gamescom.
Yeah.
And you look at that lineup and you look at the type of games that are coming out, it's still the same thing. It's, you know, a whole bunch of battle royales, games as a service. Not saying you don't have your single player games and things like that in that mix.
Yeah.
But they're still chasing that. Like, they're still chasing that, bro. Like,
you know,
that's not going to die.
I agree, but I feel like there's not a lot of room for games as a service. Whereas with these multiplayer games or single player games that aren't necessarily games as a service, there's always a way to get back into it whenever you're on your own time.
Yeah, I agree.
So there's not a lot of, like, Fortnite, as much as I love the game, it sucks you in. So you jump on to play Fortnite and you stay there for fucking 5 hours and like all these other games of service games you were thinking about playing.
That's the thing.
You're not playing them.
But it's not just the game as a service games, these single player games. Like,
but you can always come back to those whenever.
But what's your backlog right now? Like mine's 440.
Shit. Remember that video I put out on
Exactly.
But I'm not playing my games of service games as much as I was before.
Right, but then you're dedicated to one game.
Oh no!
Right? No?
No. Okay. No. I'm playing a bunch of different stuff. I'm playing a lot of Baldur's Gate 3 right now. We're playing that after this stream. I just downloaded Armored Core 6. Can't wait to start playing that. I still I haven't even played Genshin in a while. Like, Genshin is another one of those rotating games as a service games, but like, I haven't even played it in like weeks.
Yeah. You can't, I don't think, like, I could only rotate one at a time. I think if you could rotate two at a time, you're doing, you know, you got it. if you're doing three or more, then I don't,
you're a madman.
I don't know how you do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough because again I hear what you're saying and I agree, but I think that the ship has sailed for newcomers to come into this space. Like, honestly,
no.
You don't think so?
I do not think so. I think everyone's still trying to figure out what is the next one or where that next market is for game as a service, like what will work and what can't work.
Mm-hmm.
How competitive can it be? How much more story driven can it be?
Mm-hmm.
Does it need to be story driven? Because when you look at these games as a service, right, and you look at very early on,
yeah,
the original ones were like your MMOs, right? Your World of Warcrafts. I think console's real first taste was like DCUO.
Yeah.
And then you look again and you fast forward 2014, 2015, you're looking at Elder Scrolls Online. Mm-hmm. You're looking at PUBG and Final Fantasy 14 Online.
Yeah.
So you have these games coming in and they're having dedicated fan bases.
100%.
You get a Rocket League.
Yeah. But those games have been around, though. That's the thing. They've been around for a long time.
Yeah, but then you get games in the last 3 years, you get a Fall Guys.
Fall Guys isn't really a games as a service. I would barely classify
Fall Guys
that.
Is definitely Fall Guys is exactly a games as a service. And that's the thing. Like, it's a game. Like, you cannot play that game offline.
Yeah.
It's... For all intents and purposes, a battle royale. And that's not what makes it a game as a service, but battle royale. It's free to play. Transactions.
Yeah.
Right? But it's a much more accessible game as a service. It's very similar in the line of a Rocket League, where the accessibility, you don't need to have so much experience in a shooter like a Call of Duty or mm-hmm. Apex or a Fortnite. Like, mm-hmm. literally... My kids could play, not even anybody could pick up a controller on Fall Guys
and just start digging around. Like, yeah.
And start going.
Yeah.
And you could possibly get to the end winning.
You could.
Like, you have a higher probability of being that because it's much more of a, like, this a competitive party game show.
Yeah.
Type of game.
It's a party game. Yeah. 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 But.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I still think it's going to happen. I think people are looking for new and unique games as a services. So, like, I think the one that got announced in Gamescom right now is, like, it's like a fighter. It's a melee fighter brawl out or something like that.
Okay.
I don't know. There's a couple. But, like, there was, like, two or three that they just... Outrage. That's what it was called.
Outrage.
A 32-player brawler. It was done. And it should be coming out early access 2024.
Okay.
So, they're still going to come out with it. It's still a money grab. I think this is, in my honest opinion, what investors are putting their money in.
Yeah.
All right. So, because it really comes down to that. Let's be very clear, very honest, people. Unless these companies are putting in their own money in.
Yo, this reminds me of Power Stone.
Unless investors are putting their own money in, you're still going to see more of these games as a service games because it's lucrative.
Mm.
And a game like this, I'm almost positive they could probably scale down and optimize for mobile.
They could easily.
Right? And that's where the money's at, especially with these games as a service games.
Yeah. I
like,
feel you.
Disney just dropped like three in like the last year and a half.
What were they?
Like three different ones. Okay, no. So they're dropping a cart, like I think later this year, the speed cart or whatever. They dropped the what is it, Disney Twilight or something like. Listen, correct me. What is it? Because I don't know. I haven't played it yet. But like, they're here. They're here.
It's so I have the game actually. I haven't started it yet though.
Okay.
It's like Animal Crossing, but it's Disney.
Yeah. Everyone wants one. And it's because of this whole, especially with the games that I think that
Dreamlight
might be a little bit more Dreamlight. There we go. That might see a little bit more of a success are these games like Fortnite, Roblox, Minecraft, where you could also build your own maps and that kind of thing, your own experiences. Mm-hmm. I think those may do a little bit better.
Yeah.
But that's not always going to be the case.
Yeah, I could see that. I could definitely see that.
So
I know you don't have a lot of time left. Let's
No, it's cool, man. I could do another 20.
What? So I'm not seeing a lot of things from the Gamescom that like has me like, oh my God, reverse. But I didn't.
So you're not looking forward to anything?
It's not that. I didn't see anything that really stood out as something that I needed to make sure I got or make sure I like paid attention to. Aside from like Warframe, I'm already ingrained in. With the event that is in Wayfinder as well. Yeah. So like those two games, like I'm already in it. So like, it is not.
Yeah.
The
only one I think I really, really was like interested in. What was it called? It's a cyberpunk-ish battle royale, third person battle royale. It's pretty ambitious.
Okay.
It's a pretty ambitious game, in all honesty. I don't know if they could pull it off or not. I'm not gonna front.
Do you remember what it was called?
What was it? Give me one second. I could tell you something. Grid. Or grind. Give me one second. One second. One minute.
I'm looking at this list.
Do it together. It might not be on that list. Damn it. They announced it earlier this, and I just had it on the top of my brain. It was like Gunzilla.
Mm. Europa looks kind of cool.
They changed the name.
Oh, I hate when they do that. I mean, I like it, but I hate it.
It's not Gunzilla anymore. It's like Off the Grid. There it is.
Off the Grid.
It's called Off the Grid.
I'm going to look that up. Duplicate.
Gunzilla Games. It's like, it's supposed to be a battle royale, but it has a story. It's a story driven battle royale. So that's what they're really trying to figure out.
Okay.
How to make that work, because like you're going to get a cutscene, but you're still in the battle royale. But like,
yeah.
Can people shoot you while in the cutscene, or are you going to be, you know, out of instance during the cutscene? Like, they're still trying to figure it out, but the game itself kind of looks impressive. I'm going to be looking out for that one in particular.
Okay. I see what's going on with it. It does look, good.
Yeah. But they were very transparent about, like, I watched like their interview. They were very transparent on like them wanting to achieve certain things. But
the grapple hook on the moving vehicle.
Yeah. They're still trying to figure things out.
Yeah.
So, it's all about what they can make work, what they won't be able to make work.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. I think it's a really ambitious game.
I mean, jetpacks and everything. Wow. Okay. Yeah.
I think it's a really ambitious game. So, I mean, if they got to cut some things, I think they just have to be, you know, upfront with the community and say, hey, this was a little bit too much of what we were trying to do at the time. This is what we're going to have to scale down to, that sort of thing. So,
yeah. I'm listening. All right. I'm here for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely here for it. All right. Between that and let's see what else we have on here.
So I had like, you know, if there are any games you were hopeful but fearful of, or any games in the next 30 days that you are really looking forward to.
So I didn't start it yet, but Armored Core 6, I will be starting that probably later today, if not tomorrow. I've been looking forward to Armored Core for so long, and when I heard that they were making another one, I was like, please don't let them mess this one up.
That was big news.
Yeah.
That was big news.
Yeah. So I'm hearing that the tutorial boss is eating people alive, though, but they said that about every Souls game. So you know what? I'm here to see what it did, what it do.
Yo, I don't think I've ever gotten through a tutorial on it. I'll be honest with you, bro.
Yeah.
Like, they, like every time. So mm-hmm. I was like, I put those away.
Yeah, that's understandable.
You know, that whole
genre.
Those guys make they make those games real hard for real.
They don't play
for real.
They do not play.
MechWarrior. I'd be like, yeah, I got me.
MechWarrior is complicated. That's all that is.
Yeah.
It's just complicated. I'm like, damn. It's like,
yo, y'all really trying to make me be an engineer for real?
Right.
Like, I gotta do mathematics on the side.
While the fight's going on, bro. What? I gotta calculate the trajectory and the fucking the mass. Yo, bro.
Yo. I was like, anyone who can play MechWarrior for real, hey, you are a total G.
You a real one.
What they say, bro. You a real one because, yo, they be having you really out here trying to be a full-on engineer. I gotta read an astrophysics, but like, yo, mechanical engineering, what's up?
Yeah, I can do any job now.
That is real.
That shit is hilarious.
That is real. I respect y'all for that. Mind you, I be always wanting to try to play the games, and then when I boot it up, I'm like, yeah, this is not for me. I don't know what the hell is
talking. I ain't trying to work when I'm playing, bro.
Yeah, it'd be the inner sci-fi kid in me and stuff like that. I'd be thinking they gonna make it simple. I get in there, I'm like,
intuitive.
Bro, man. I'm like, this is a full-time job, bro.
Like, I got shit to do. What do you mean?
What?
Bro,
respect to the devs on that one too, though, man. Because not for nothing, y'all made that's a real game. That's like that's beyond Flight Simulator for real.
That's some sim.
You gotta be dedicated for that.
Yeah,
that's a sim.
Yeah,
that's straight a real up sim, dog.
Straight up.
Like, I respect to y'all for real. Respect to y'all.
I hate to bring up Starfield again, but in terms of like
Starfield, 30 hopeful, days, yeah,
hopeful, but fearful. Like,
yeah,
I have no doubt in my mind at this point in the game, Microsoft, I agree. There's no way in hell that they're going to launch this shit fucked up. There's no way.
We're way too late at this point, bro. This thing comes. Yeah.
It's a meme.
Bro,
yeah.
Like, early access is on Friday.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm going to be playing. I'm going to be playing early access. Early
access is on Friday. Uh-huh. So.
Yep. Listen, they better have it together because I've been talking reckless about like, yeah, this is going to be the game that actually gives Sony competition now.
This is the one. Well, slow down. I didn't say that.
I said it's going to give competition. I didn't say it's going to overtake nothing. I said it's going to be something to look at.
It's only one game out of every 10. Like, they like this and several other games have to really make strides. Like, this is the game that gets people convinced to like look at Microsoft again.
Look at Game Pass again. Yeah. That's what right?
Okay, this is Game Pass actually an alternative?
Yeah.
Right? And if that's the case, in all actuality, and I'm gonna say this 100 times.
Yeah.
I mean
it's not enough to tip the scale.
No, but PlayStation shouldn't be worried. PlayStation Game Pass is not a competitor to PlayStation.
Mm.
It's just not.
Yet.
Game Pass at all. And I don't think it will ever be.
I think it will be.
Competitor to Steam. Because think about it.
Okay.
Think about it.
I hear you.
Right?
I hear you.
Are you getting an Xbox?
Hell no. I mean, sorry, Microsoft people watching. Microsoft people watching.
Let's be honest.
If you're going to give me an Xbox,
PC, right?
I do.
Right? You play on PC, right? Are you going to get, where are you actually going to get Starfield?
So I ended up getting a code because of Creator. Okay. But if I wasn't a creator, I would be getting it on Game Pass. And I would be getting it for PC.
Ooh, so you wouldn't get it on Steam. Because there are hardcore PC people who are just going to get it on Steam.
If I needed to play it on early access day one, I would get it on Steam. If I didn't, if I was okay waiting for it to come on Game Pass, because I think day one after early access, day one actual release, it'll be on Game Pass, I think. I would do that because it's the better value. Right. Yeah, like, right. You know, what am I going to say to that? Like, no.
Right.
Yeah.
I honestly think it's going to start to eat into Steam sales.
You think so?
Honestly.
Okay.
I think so.
I can see that.
And I think, yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah. I mean, Call of Duty will eat into Steam sales. I'm surprised Steam wasn't panicking with that whole Activision thing.
Yeah, they probably were in the background, but... I mean, the thing is, they've had their own launcher for a while now. So, like, on PC,
yeah,
they've had their own shit for a minute. So, like, you could buy games on Steam, but you were always gravitated to buy it on Battle.net.
Right, but, like, if you're going to get a game as a service, well, if you're going to get a game in a service package, right, $15 a month versus playing the full amount.
Yeah.
And they start getting games rolling. Like, yeah. If Baldur's Gate 3 was actually on Game Pass,
do you
understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's not up for debate on no Steam people. Like, no, you're going to get it on Game Pass.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm.
Like,
obviously.
And so, like, there's things, and, like, in. Part of the reason why Baldur's Gate is not even on Xbox right now is because of Series X. The Series X is, like, really messing them up.
We said, like, from the day one that console was a mistake. I remember saying out loud, like, this is a mistake to release this. Like, there's no reason for this shit to exist.
Not if you're trying to do that. Right?
And you missed out. Like, you made a console exclusive by accident, bro. Like, that's what they ended up doing. They made it a console exclusive by accident.
Like that could have been, they could have honestly easily marketed that and dropped it. Just like I said, the PS2 kind of thing for Sony, they could have easily done it with that, with those original Xbox 360 games, right, that they're bringing back, and then cloud your shit. Cloud the rest.
Offload it to the cloud. Yeah, that's all. Yeah, they didn't need to make the S. Rest. They didn't need to make the S.
You don't even need to do all those native. Why do you need to play natively, right, on a lower hardware, knowing that all devs want to maximize the next generation hardware?
Yeah. Right. No, I don't want to develop for, like, the fucking lowest. Nah, bro.
We just talked about that with the Vita.
Yeah.
Am I going to make a PlayStation 3.5 type game, or I'm going to make a PlayStation 4 where I'm going to make more money?
Yeah. Man,
you get what I'm saying? That console, and like I'm saying, for like the PS2 and stuff like that, those consoles are really for those indie developers that are trying to get into the fold, right? Those AA indie games, right? Now you set a bar. You're like, okay, this is the type of games that's going to be available only on this S, right?
Yeah.
It also could be available on the X, but like the X, you want to play these next generation games for real, this is where you play it natively. But you could play it on the S through the cloud.
Breath.
People aren't going to riot. They're going to buy it. They're not.
They have a choice, right?
At the end of the day, you have a choice, right? At the end of the day, if I want, listen, $200, my daughter, here, you can get an S, you know, play all the old school Halo games. If you want to play, you could still probably play Fortnite on it. As long as you play, like, Fortnite in like, those
Roblox,
games.
Minecraft,
like, that is your entry port.
Yeah.
That's your market demographic. That's who you're aiming for anyway.
Yeah.
You're not aiming with, like, that's the budget console. So you're not aiming for.
That's what they try to make the Xbox income. Series S, but they market it as like an alternative to the Series X as opposed to an entry, like, level.
It was a budget. If you wanna get a next generation experience on a budget.
Yeah.
And the reality is, like,
it's a last gen product.
It's going to be either or.
Yeah.
Like, we all know that.
Yeah.
Right. Next generation consoles are really like the standard for next generation games as a whole, because the ultimate graphics always go to PC.
But of
like your just generation, like what the consoles are in all reality is the baseline. Yeah. Right? Like this is the minimum allowance that we will allow.
Yeah.
Right. It, for a game to be playable, stable. That's what consoles are.
Yeah.
Playable, stable, easy to play.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
You put it in, it's ready to go. Right.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about drivers. You don't have to worry about none of that graphics card. None of that.
We got to worry about updates right? now, but whatever.
Right, but
installing,
you know, yeah. What experience you're gonna get, it's gonna be the best experience for that platform,
yeah,
right, that time that platform is created. Yes, you could get a better experience on PC, but you are reaching the minimum,
yeah,
right? This is the minimum standard.
This
right?
is the bar. Like,
this is, yeah, yeah. is this is the bar.
Yeah.
That's console,
yeah,
that's console. And now, like, I feel like the Xbox Series S was like, oh, well, we could set the bar a little bit lower. Right? We could set the bar a little bit lower and it won't matter that much.
You could.
In all reality, no, it does matter.
Yeah.
Right? Because now you have these issues and they're not.
And you get the confusion too. Series S, Series X, fucking parents going in the store trying to buy their kids something for Christmas. They don't know what the fuck to do. Yeah, they fucked up. They fucked up real bad.
I think, yeah, that one, no, man. But imagine if they actually had got it right and Baldur's Gate was on Game Pass.
I mean, that would have ate into that ass.
Let's be honest.
It would have ate.
Let's be honest. Baldur's Gate is what? They call it a double A type of a game?
Right? Double A team?
Because it's not triple A. It's not triple A, and I don't feel it's indie.
It's definitely not indie. It's hard to say because Larian Studios kind of built up a rapport before Baldur's Gate 3 like officially launched. Okay. So they had like Divinity Original Sin, but it was still niche. So I would say they were still AAA, but they were niche AAA.
Yeah. So like a double A.
Okay, fine.
So double A. That, I think that's what they call. So like when you look at the Game Pass. A lot of like double A games were day one on Game Pass.
100%. Yeah, like CDPR like, before Witcher 3, basically.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Because like they're triple A, but like you could go either way with it.
I feel like that would have been a Game Pass game. Like deadass, I feel like that would have been a Game Pass game.
100%.
I think they would have spent that money.
Yeah, 100%. You kidding me? Easy.
So think about what that would have did to the shares on Steam.
So I'm curious now because I feel like the next logical step for Sony, honestly, like they're obviously on top of like the console game, right? Like that's not a question. And they've been bringing their games over to PC.
I think they want to try to get enough games to launch their own launcher.
Well, I think that would be smart, but I think that what would be even smarter if they really want to compete with Game Pass without doing the monthly subscription route is make it so that you could buy the game once and you have it on PC and on PlayStation.
They need to do that, but they're greedy. I'm not going to say they're greedy. They don't have enough money.
So you're competing.
Let's be very clear on how Xbox is surviving here, and Xbox is surviving because of Microsoft.
They're surviving. They are holding on.
Very clear.
Yeah.
Let's be very clear. Because Xbox did not buy Activision.
No.
So let's be very clear on that.
Well,
right. Microsoft bought Activision.
And Xbox is part of Microsoft, so technically,
no. Let's be very clear on this. If Xbox was with any other company outside of like these big tech giants, it would not be able to buy Activision.
No,
only reason.
No, not at all.
Activision is on Xbox. Is because of Microsoft and Microsoft's ability and capability and their disposable income.
Yeah.
Period. So, okay. So, King in Purple says, yeah. All right. So, says that Sony should have gone full streaming when they bought Gaikai decades ago.
The infrastructure wasn't ready when they bought it, but it is now.
there,
and they're and it's
not
doing
just,
it,
and it's not just their infrastructure. So it's two things. It's twofold. It's enterprise and consumer. Right? Like, it took us a very long time for us to get Netflix to where it is now.
Right. Like, God damn. Yeah.
No, seriously. Yeah. Like, I think people really forget about that.
It wasn't until like the last Netflix, 6-7 years ago where, like, yeah, it was like, all right, it's on all devices. It's working properly, yeah, everywhere. It's on mobile.
Exactly.
It's on fucking, yeah.
It's on, right. Because one, like, when Sony bought Daikai, we were still on 3G. I think some people were still on the Edge network.
Shit, 3G to bring me back.
Network. We're you old. Get what I'm saying?
We're old.
So right, exactly. Like, and it, do you mind if I call you Purple? King, the Xbox 360. Remember when that actually Netflix actually came on? Because I remember this for the PS3, and I talked to friends who had Xbox. You actually had to put a DVD player in the PS3 for Netflix to actually work, before Netflix was like working as its own app. This is back in like 2010.
I don't remember that.
This is back in 2010. That's, yeah, crazy. This is real. This is real, bro. Like, the, and this is why I always say, like, part of the reason why the PS3 even caught up to the 360 was because they were bundling Netflix 3-month subscriptions for like free, and no one knew what the hell Netflix was at that time.
I didn't know that.
Like, free, whatever. Let's try this out. And they were showing like these old 1950 and 60 movies on Netflix. But the big thing was like you could still get your mail, the mail movies.
Mm.
And it was better than Blockbuster at the time.
Oh, so, absolutely.
Like,
that's what
like the go-to was. Yeah. With Netflix, but like the movies were like old or like really like crappy movies, like you know, like,
yeah,
like Sharknado but worse, like those kind of movies.
Oh my god,
like those movies that's like you go on Amazon Prime and like you're like scrolling through movies and you get all the way to the end and it's like Trump versus the Illuminati and it's like like this fake Trump versus like an alien, like that. Like that. That was the stuff that was on Netflix back in 2010 streaming.
I'm sick.
All right. The reason why they couldn't go all in my opinion, on cloud based is because not only the infrastructure on enterprise, but the infrastructure on consumer was just not there.
Yeah, like there. Access to internet for everybody, like access to broadband. Yeah.
Like mobile revolutionized so much, and you like they would have been too early, and they would have, first and foremost,
they would have burnt
Sony
out.
Was actually really early.
They were.
Sony was real. Sony, like PlayStation Now released in like 2013, 2014. They were very early,
yeah,
on that product. Like, very early.
I think the reason they're not doing a heavy marketing on it right now is because they still feel like it might be a little early still. I think, yeah, that's the only reason. Because there's still, if anything I learned from my last trip,
very early.
I think it was we were in Tennessee. We were in like the Rocky Mountains. And the Airbnb we stayed at was super nice, but the internet quality was trash. The cell reception in the entire area was trash. And it wasn't just like that for us. It was like that for everybody in that area. So, like, A, a lot of people weren't educated on a lot of things that they needed to be. And B, like, infrastructure just wasn't there to accommodate that kind of thing. Yeah. And I think there's a lot of places in the U.S. alone that are like that still.
And that's one of their biggest markets.
Yeah.
So you can't, like, launching, even with this product, with the PlayStation port, right?
Yeah.
You gotta believe that the reason why they probably are like home network only is because they feel like the internet service in America is still probably not to its best capacity.
It's trash.
But second to that, I don't even know why you would release a product if you felt that to begin with. But whatever, that's besides the point.
Yeah.
But like the internet service here is just It's not, I mean, in your metropolitans, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Especially if you live in a metropolitan.
Yeah.
Like, you're not even going to notice what the hell's happening outside of that.
Yeah.
But
there's a lot of places. Outside of
that, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just not good. So,
yeah.
But yeah, that's what I'll say about that. I also will say, as far as cloud-based gaming, I think they may need, it may need to introduce new genres for it to be successful, like genres that wouldn't work otherwise.
Okay.
And I don't know what that is,
yeah.
Right? Like with new pieces of technology, you usually get new genres, right?
New games, new experiences.
I truly believe, like, what's going to help that is if a genre emerges that is specific to cloud-based gaming, like that, like you couldn't work with it otherwise. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get that.
And like I said, I don't know what that is, but I think that is going to be that tipping point. Like, oh, like, yo, have you played, you know, XYZ? And people are like, well, what is that? I'm like, yeah, you could only play it on this and this, and like it only works because of this.
I will say that's where we got with cross-play and cross-save. So that integration and that way that's in all games now is because of the cloud. It wasn't fucking possible before then. So
exactly.
I think that was the big revolution. But in terms of like having to use cloud for a specific game, that's the best example.
There's none now. There's none now, right? Like almost any game that's out now, you can play natively. Mm-hmm. Realistically, it works natively because it has been working natively. So
Much more advanced because it has to be cloud-based. Is that what you mean?
Well, it could be anything. It could be just a revolutionary feature, and it's simple.
Mm.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't even have to be, like, graphically advanced. It could just be, like, just something that, because it's on the cloud, like, you couldn't do it natively.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe it's a real-time feature,
mm-hmm.
right? Or whatever it is, I don't know what it is really. I'm not a game dev trying to figure out how to make the cloud work for me.
They try to do that with Crackdown.
I think they do everything, right? Like, like even with consoles today, like you're selling consoles. What did they say about the PlayStation 5? Like, it only works on the PS5 because it's the SSD.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Like, that's how you sell these products. And I think that's how you kind of sell that product. It's easier for consoles because consoles is just iterations of other old games over time, right? Like, you know, we got new features, first-person shooters. At this point, like, we're not even really getting new features. We're really just getting, or new mechanics, we're really getting
improvements
to mechanics.
Yeah.
Right? And the improvements and the mixing and matching of mechanics. Oh, this mechanic worked here. Let's try it here, but with this mechanic now. Let's see how that works and how that... Like, that's really what gaming is, in my opinion. Like, I haven't really seen in the past 5 years, like, a new mechanic.
Yeah.
Like, you're saying, like, oh, this is, you know, brand new. Like, you've never seen this before. I think there have been... you know, some things, you know, dip and dabbling and then improvements of it or it being expanded upon. But there hasn't been that many new quote unquote mechanics. I think the last real major one is like the Battle Royale, in my opinion. I think the Battle Royale and like the Survivor are like the last like two, but everything else, like when you look at sports, FPS, third person, it's just really improving in mechanics and pulling mechanics from other places and say, like, how can we fit this here?
Yeah. Hodgepodging it up.
Yeah. And making, you know, something new out of that.
Yeah.
And I think that's what that is. But yeah, that's what I think about the cloud. I think the cloud is like, if they could create something brand new, I think that would probably be the way to go. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't have to. Maybe they don't have to.
Maybe not. Hey, look, we're going to close the podcast out. Before we go, do you have any closing thoughts or closing things that you want to touch on before we head out?
Closing thoughts. I think Starfield is going to be a big hit. I think that's going to be the next big franchise for Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to put them in a competitive space, but I think it's going to be the spark that gets them there.
Yeah,
no, I don't think it is. I don't think it is.
Yeah.
In all honesty, and the reason why I don't think it is because I need to see how many people bought it on Steam versus how many people played it on Game Pass.
That's
right.
And going
fit.
That's going to be complicated. Right? That's going to be complicated because at the end of the day, that's what Microsoft has. That's what Xbox has. They have Game Pass.
Right. But I think it's about if you buy it on the Microsoft or the Xbox store, that's a win for Microsoft.
Yes.
It's not that it's not a win if it's on Steam, but theoretically it is.
Bigger impact.
Because it's not what they're striving for. They want... Their whole thing is to get you into their ecosystem.
100%.
If you're not buying it within their ecosystem, is it really a win?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Is it really a win?
They still get money by selling it on Steam, but just not as much. Money.
Yeah, no, yeah, I'm not saying. If that number...
Yeah.
Right. Like if they exceed and I do hope, like, because I want to see that shift in especially in the PC realm and see like where the dominoes fall. Because like I saw this one thing, like people buy games on Steam, people get free games on Epic.
Yeah.
And then all the other stuff they go on Game Pass, right?
Yeah.
So like is this gonna be the one that like really is the tipping point, especially for Game Pass PC? Because Game Pass on its own is Game Pass. Like, you know, like, is it going to really sell more Xboxes? Maybe, but I don't see it selling an exuberant amount of Xboxes.
Like
how Sony is selling PlayStations.
No. Right?
Because Sony already has a plethora of games.
Yeah, dude.
And
like,
that's what I'm saying.
If Halo.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. If people who already were trying to get Starfield would have probably already gotten one when the game was originally going to come out, which was like a year and a half ago or something like that. So like,
right.
It's not really going to move consoles like that.
I don't think it will. I don't, at least not until the holidays.
Not until there's another game that comes out from Xbox. That's like, you gotta have something.
Exactly.
Else.
I think you need two or more games.
Yeah.
In my honest opinion. I think you need two or more, like, oh, this is like out of the
honestly, right? Like at this point in the game, especially with the last service games and the accessibility to games in many other places, like if you don't have four, I'm gonna say four. If you don't have four really good games that you can only play on your shit, they're not gonna go out of their way to go buy it because they have lots of other shit they can play.
That's the thing. So that's what I'll say about that. I'm excited to see what Starfield does next week.
Yeah.
Y'all know how I feel about the sci-fi games, but I won't be playing it as of yet. I got to like find a lot. Well, I'm back in school and I got like that going. That is crazy.
I'm sure.
So that is. Woo.
Yeah.
Listen, net present value. Listen, I don't know how all y'all financing people do it, man. Like. Shout out to y'all.
Yeah.
Future values, present values, all that, man. Shout out to y'all. I'm about to be part of the fold, but yeah, it is intense.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to say. Y'all can catch me at The Audio Lover on YouTube, Twitch, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, at The Audio Lover. I do a lot of like sci-fi stuff, especially Stargate. I'll be talking about. Actually, I'll be switching from some sci-fi stuff this week because I am going to play Sea of Stars this week, this coming Tuesday. So we'll definitely be talking about that. And make sure you get Black Oni's comic. Make sure you get Black Oni's comic, people. Yo, Oni, we got to talk for real though. Like, I need a thing, right? From now on.
Yeah.
From now on, I need one of those. like holders, like advertisements,
banners,
on this podcast, yeah. Banners. There we go. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
I need a banner for the comic.
Okay.
Seriously, and I need a drop. Just like you be dropping these follows and stuff like that, I need a drop for the comic. Drop for the link every single time, Oni. There
yeah.
we go.
No, that's the wrong link. Damn, hold on.
I need it needs to be right.
There we go. There it is.
I need to go pop this comic, people.
Yeah.
All right? Physical or digital.
Get it either way.
If not, buy both. Like I did. You don't have to, but you should.
Yeah. 100%. Yo, it's been a pleasure, man. I know you got a busy schedule. You got to get back to your studies. So I appreciate the fact that you had time to share
no.
your insights on what needs to happen in this industry.
Definitely. Let me know when you want to do this again. We can talk about Starfield, your experience out there. I'm excited, man.
There's a lot of,
listen, and I know I got to go, but just on like the advertisement alone and how they Easter egged so many sci-fi universes. Like, I'm excited to play this game, man.
Yeah.
I probably won't be able to play it until like Game of the Year edition, but I don't care.
Look, we might honestly, I'm a play it. We might try to get DJ on for this one. Cause I haven't had him on a podcast yet, so we might have you, DJ. Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, he's king sci-fi.
Man. I mean, like that's it right there. You think of sci-fi, that's DJ Knight. Yeah, no, that's right there.
He is that guy.
Yeah,
he is that guy.
Yeah, he's been meaning to come onto a show, and I just keep forgetting to just invite him. So that's gonna be it. That's gonna be it.
I'm excited to hear what you guys have to say about this game.
Yeah,
I honestly cannot wait to like legitimately. I haven't been watching nothing on this game.
Same.
In recent weeks, because I know like there's been a lot of like, you know, the first level or the first mission, first 5th, 7th. I don't want to see none of that.
I'm sorry, y'all gonna see spoilers on my channel. It is what it is.
I think I'm gonna probably come in on your channel. Like, send me a text.
Yeah.
Because I want to see the character creator.
Yes.
I'll go that far and see the character creator. I want to see an in-depth of the ship editor.
Okay.
And I think that's all I'm willing to like legitimately see.
Fair enough.
Honestly, maybe if you do a side mission, I'll take a side mission too.
Okay.
I don't want to see main missions. No. Side missions and main missions are very different things.
They are.
So, like I could see.
They are.
So I don't mind watching a side mission or two or three, whatever.
That's how I play every Fallout game, man. I play all them side missions. That's just fun. Yeah.
Main missions I don't want to watch because it's a little different.
Yeah.
And I mean I'm really interested to see how they do the skills and stuff like that. Skills and perks.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm interested to.
Yeah, I got a video going out about that at some point, probably in the next few days, where I look at all the available classes and then give my thoughts on like what I think I'm going to go for and what I think is going to be the best. And those are different things. So I feel like there's some interesting things to go on in there.
All right. Are you going to play as like, you thinking you're going to play like someone like yourself or you gonna try to like do someone famous?
Chat convinced me to try to do myself. So if the character editor is good enough to have locks and make me look like me, then I'm going to do it. If not, then I'm going to just be someone else.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, I don't know. Lately, I've been on this trip. Like, I play like my sci-fi games as a Stargate character.
Okay. So that'd be sick.
Character.
Yeah.
And do it like that, or fantasy games. I'll do like a celebrity, like a musician.
Okay.
I'll be not a warlock, like a
bard.
Damn, what do you call it? No. Well, you know what. If bards are available, I use bards.
Yeah.
But I actually use like barbarians. Like I got a barbarian on Diablo for who's Gucci Mane.
Of course.
So nice. Like I play like it would be Gucci Mane.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Gucci.
So I'll be doing stuff like that. But
yeah. All right, good shit. I'm gonna let you get to it, man, and then everyone else in stream. Yes, we're gonna play some Baldur's Gate 3, and then maybe some.
Ooh, enjoy that.
Yeah, we out here.
I might actually take a look. I was taking a look the other day.
Yeah.
I like what you got going on.
Bro.
Yeah. I like what you got going on. It's and I forgot good. Who said it. Because was it T? Who was it? That was like, they were playing, they had a bard that was Prince.
All right, TBG, fucking troll ass TBG, bro. I was like, what?
Great stuff, great
I'm
stuff.
Sick of you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that was great stuff.
Yeah, that was smart.
So you get a new character. Yeah, get a new character. You know, like be a, I don't know, man. You gotta be a
troll ass Kanye West.
Ooh, would you make Kanye West?
I would make a troll ass evil Kanye West.
You should. That would be great. That's good. I'm telling you. Yo, you should. You should. You should.
Every time there's a white woman on stage somewhere, be like, hey, yes. Look.
A bard who dropped out of the school or stuff. He was a dropout. He was a college dropout of the school. Yeah, bro. Great stuff. I'm telling you, do it. All right, people. Look at us. I'm telling you, do it. Let me know when you do it. I want to see it.
Okay.
Guys, the audio lover, Black Only, make sure you go get those comics.
Yeah.
I'll check y'all later, man.
Appreciate you.
Peace. No problem.